broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The stewardess said, both pilots.
I am never going to sell infused whipped cream that has alcohol infused.
If the holiday season fares as well as we expect.
Christianity is not the first, nor the fifth, nor the tenth.
That is a threat on the radio.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And every time we say that,
that is a threat.
Every night here we are going to the looking glass and beyond, taking you places other talk shows cannot. Tonight we've got Kirk Quede and Guy Barton from Charleston, West Virginia to talk about a piece of legislation called the Hometown News or Keep News Local legislation, and we're going to find out what that's about. It's interesting. They want to take stories that are not national news stories and are only made national news stories because someone has blogged them a lot, or someone who's not doing their job nationally picks up one and decides, well, I got nothing to do, and, you know, I'm not doing, I can't find any news. So they're going to try and keep all this stuff local, and they do have, we do have one story to talk to you about tonight that references that. And they have a few others. Then later on, Pastor William Rennick is going to join us to talk about Steve Johnson, wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills, who tweeted last night after a ball game he was involved in yesterday. He tweeted that dropping a potential game-winning touchdown pass against the Pittsburgh Steelers was God letting him down. And he put that up on Twitter. We're going to talk to Pastor Rennick about what he thinks of that sort of public talk. Anyway, welcome to our show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Our website, philhendryshow.com, with live streaming video of our show right now if you want. And if you do, you'll see me clean shaven. Some of you probably have seen me with the big, long ZZ Top beard, and I decided to cut it off today. As I said during the pre-show, you know, we do an hour-long uncensored pre-show on video before we actually hit the air. I said I was going through a phase, and obviously I've gone through it. Because I went and I bought the scissors today and I hacked it off, you know, and I bought a whole bag of Bic razors because you can't just, a beard like that, you don't just cut it with scissors. Then you have to shave, and to shave that, it's, I don't know, there's a period there between the cutting with the scissors and the razor. It's like mowing really high grass with just a regular lawnmower. You got to take a few runs at it. So I'm sure Bud and Robert will have something to say about that in our news hour later on in the program. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And as I said, online at philhendryshow.com with our live streaming video of the show right now. We have archives over there for you as well. I want to get on the line here. Kirk Quede, Guy Barton, and I believe the guys are in Charleston, West Virginia, because we'd had a late night last night talking to you guys about some of the legislation you were talking about. Guy, this was a piece of legislation, as I understand it, called a Hometown News Bill?
Well, Hometown News Bill, Phil, is a very good description, but the actual technical name of the bill is the Keeping News Local. And the reason why we've called it that is because we want it to be as descriptive as possible. We don't want anybody thinking that we're trying to tell newspaper publishers or newspaper editors, whatever they call them.
Yeah, like a newspaper reporter, Phil.
And right.
Yeah, we don't want them to say the thing we're telling their job. All we're trying to say is there is a terrible injustice being done by the news media in this country, and we want to correct that every bit we can. And that's what that's about. So.
All right. Now, there's a story today out of Norwalk, Pennsylvania. A couple was arrested after going into a bar and having a few drinks while they left their infant daughter and son outside in a running car. Gina Rodriguez Zumba and Franklin Torres Barrera. And they were arrested. They live in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. Arrested, charged with two counts each of leaving a child unsupervised and risk of injury. All right, and that's out of Norwalk, Pennsylvania. It was originally in the Stamford Advocate, but you feel that that story being even spoken out loud by me tonight is an injustice.
Well, yes, it is, and I'm glad that you pointed that out, because as I know Guy was sort of tugging me on the sleeve when you were doing that. He was saying basically, well, look, now you are reporting that story.
Yeah, they tell that the injustice. that story got reported one time, that local story. But you know, I'll do it again.
And well, the thing that you guys find fault with is that this is even national?
Exactly. That is a story that should never be a national news story. I'm not saying they should not be arrested. I'm not saying that they should not be held accountable for what they did. But I am saying that there was a time about 10, 15 years ago where a story like that would be a local story only. And today, because of a culture of people who want to just put anything they find on the internet, now that story is all around the world. Now, what does that do? That takes Ms. Zumba Rodriguez and Mr. Barrera, and it turns them into arch criminals in the faces, in the minds of millions of people all over the world. And I don't think that's what's intended here. You see?
Yeah, so the bill, Phil, basically said that you cannot re-report a story, the written and local in nature, unless it has some bearing nationally on people. In other words,
well, so some people would say that this story about keeping a kids in a car while you're in a bar drinking has bearing nationally.
No, and I'll tell you why it doesn't have any bearing nationally. That's a story that has been going on since time began. We all know about a child being left in a car. We all know about mom, dad running to get themselves a drink. That's not new.
That's the nature of that story, Phil, is so old that now they are reporting it national. They're trying to hurt the people.
Yeah, they're trying to hurt these two people, and I think it further hurts these two people because they are Hispanic. And so you're going to have a lot of people saying, well, look at this. Here's some Hispanic, and they left the kid in a car. And that's the way it is with those people. Well, this kind of thing is a local story only.
I don't think you've actually addressed my point, though. Leaving children in a car, unattended, a running car, why isn't that a national story?
Well, because that story is a local story. That's a story that's been done a million times, you know.
Right. The story has been reported locally by local newspapers and local TV stations for years and years and years. I had another story that happened here in West Virginia. A man left his son in a car seat by the side of the road for 45 minutes. Now, have you ever heard of that happening before?
You're asking me?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a man leaving his son in a car seat by the side of a road?
I suppose I have.
All right. Then it's not big national news. So why'd that get reported as?
Yeah, they get reported national because the news people don't want to do their job, go out and look for news. So they just report any garbage they find.
That's right. And that's a very good word the guy used there. They're using any kind of garbage to report because they can't do their job.
Well,
And the same thing with this couple in Pennsylvania. Have you ever heard of two children left in a running car before?
Well, I suppose I have.
That's exactly right. And yet, look at this story here now, national news.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and welcome to the program tonight, guys. We have Guy Barton and Kurt Quaidy from the West Virginia State House on the line from Charleston, West Virginia, actually across the street having themselves some dinner over, I guess you guys are over at Rosie's again tonight. But I wanted to, what we're doing here is we're talking about what stories are legitimately national stories and what stories are not. You don't want these to be reported at all.
We have a piece of legislation now that we have introduced the West Virginia State House that would make it a criminal offense to re-report a story from a small town newspaper or a blog with limited readership as a national story, to make it a criminal offense and punishable by either a prison term or a fine.
Now, why would you make that a criminal offense?
Well, Phil, I'll answer that question. Phil, because it defamed the people involved. These two people left the children in their car. It was running. We understand that's a bad thing, but it's not unusual, and it happened all the time. And on top of that, it's been reported a lot. So by putting this out on a national news, what has happened? You repeated the name tonight. These two people now nationally, internationally, have been vilified
They've been defamed internationally. Now, I don't know if it's, you may disagree with me, but I don't think a man should be vilified internationally or nationally simply because he left two children in a running car while he had a drink.
Well, you know.
Well, you think long and hard, Phil, before you answer that question, you know.
You may find it very emotional, but do you really believe that a man should be put on trial before the whole world because he left his kid in the car when he went and got himself shot in the water, a beer back, something like that? You know?
You're asking me a question. Does a man deserve to be vilified in front of the whole world because he left his children in the car while he went into a bar to get a drink with the car running? I don't know how to answer that. You know,
that's exactly right. You don't know how to answer that because you can't. You don't want to say, well, yes, he does, because that seems too harsh. But you also don't want that man to be unpunished.
Oh, I want him to be punished.
Right. So let him be punished, and maybe they report that in the hometown newspaper.
You put it as right here in a Stanford advocate.
See, this is a tough one. I know it's very hard for people to understand, but just because a man in a local town beat up a kid, okay? Well, they've been beating up kid all the time. Does that deserve to be in the headline in New York Times? I don't think so. You reported on a story not too long ago about a guy that beat someone up in an outhouse or some ridiculous thing like that. They made that a national story, too.
Yeah. And that wasn't saying he can't do that. Can't make it a national story. And
so you guys are saying that these two people who went into this bar and left the kids in the car should only be reported on locally, right?
That is exactly what we're saying, yeah. It does not deserve to be a national story, which is what you made it by reporting on it, you know.
And you would read that.
Well, your bill is not going to make it criminal for me to report it.
The bill would make it criminal for anyone to redistribute a story like that for national distribution. The bill would make it a crime for a blogger or someone taking a little town story like that and turning it into a big deal, because this has been going on for a long time.
The whole point, Bill, is people have been leaving kids in cars for a long time.
No, I understand that. People have been leaving kids in cars for a long time. People have been leaving baby seats by the side of the road for a long time. People have been doing a lot of crazy stuff, and you guys are saying it was only reported locally up until the Internet.
Right, and now the Internet makes it into a big story, like it's the Hindenburg blowing up, or it's a big, like 9/11.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They turn this into 9/11. It's not 9/11. It's a man leave a kid in a car. Now, it's not good, but I just dare say it's not 9/11. You know.
Well, I don't think it's 9/11 either. It's a couple busted in bar with young kids.
Yeah, but see, look at you reporting that on a national radio show and it only with a local store. I find that heartbreaking. Not heartbreaking, you know.
In Stamford, Pennsylvania.
That's correct.
877-876-PHIL. Police arrested a Pennsylvania couple drinking at an uptown bar on Sunday morning while their daughter and young son were outside in a running car. And they were charged with two counts of leaving a child unsupervised. This is interesting. The two guys we're talking to, Guy Barton and Kirk Quitty, they're not saying that we shouldn't, that story shouldn't be reported. It shouldn't be reported nationally. It's not a national story. It's a local story. It is not a story that should be blown up into a national story because it advertises the names of these two people far beyond their own community. What do you think? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and they make it a crime to redistribute a story like that nationally. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-PHIL. What stories really warrant national coverage as opposed to just being local stories? Are we now making local stories national stories? With me is Kurt Quitty and Guy Barton from the West Virginia State House, where they are tonight, and tomorrow they'll be debating a bill that they've put before the assembled body there, called the Hometown News, or the Keep the New Local News Local bill, in which case you'd make it a criminal offense, gentlemen, to repeat or re-report these stories nationally.
The point being, Phil, we've got a story right now. This is an incident that happened where a man had punished children. He put them, because that grocery store owner, in a freezer.
Good God.
Well, that's right, Phil. We don't condone it. You have to understand. We don't condone
it. No, we don't condone it at all. But what we want to make sure, this story, before this man's name is made national, before the children's name is out, that we are able to make this story part of under the bill.
So that story cannot be reported?
So that story cannot be reported. That is a local story. It's a scary story. And it has to do with the way a parent treats a child, how a parent may discipline a child. But it has no business at all being on a national level. That's a local story. Now, before we had the Internet, before we had cable news, we had local stories. But now, because we have cable news, we have Internet, now all this gets picked up.
And the reason, Phil, you said it. There are a whole lot of ways of delivering news, but not enough news, you know.
Well, I mean, you guys just a story of a man who put his kids in a freezer?
He was trying to discipline the children. Now, my understanding, and the guy has the information, are the children okay?
Well, the children are in the hospital, but they're fine, yeah.
The children were hospitalized.
That is correct. But I'm going to put it to you. Before you and other people in the media turn this into, you know, a free speech or freedom of the press issue, this is not free speech or freedom of the press. What this is, you can report it, but report it where you should report it. It's local, it's not national.
Phil, this is not the first time.
Well, that's the argument you guys are using, is this is not the first time, okay?
But these parents have been abusing children as long as I've been alive. They've been abusing children ever since Moses was in a basket on the river. You know, they've been abusing children. It's never going to change. I mean, we want to make it better, and we will make it better. But this is not news. This is not a news flash. A man put a child in a freezer. A man put a kid in a car seat, bounced him off a highway.
That's all not news.
That's not news, you know.
Well, but still, it's a shocking thing.
When you say shocking, that means you want it for its prurient value, not for the educational value, and that's what we're talking about.
877-876-PHIL. So if I say it's shocking, that I only want to read it for a prurient reason, which is to just be titillated. I don't care about the children. I don't know that I agree with that. Steve in Rockford, Illinois, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Guy Barton and Kurt Queedy. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I was just wondering, who's going to decide what local news is and what is national news?
Well, if it's originally a story from a local hometown newspaper, you know, and this one is Sanford Advocate.
So, isn't there like something in the
Constitution? Well, now, let me ask you this. You a consumer, aren't you a consumer of the news? You read the news, sir, don't you?
I read the news every day. There's one thing I like about the news. It's something that is guaranteed to me in the Constitution. It's called the freedom of press and the First Amendment.
We're not talking about no freedom of press. You have freedom of press if you get the Sanford Advocate.
You're not going to have freedom of press if you're going to tell people that they can't move a story from one newspaper to the other.
Only a certain story, not every story, just a certain story about a man put a kid in a freezer. What good? Let me ask you a question. That man going to be nationally known, he's going to be internationally known. What good that doing that man? To be internationally vilified.
That's a very good point.
I'll tell you what. The people that hear that story are not even going to remember that guy's name tomorrow morning. But they're going to remember what he did. And it's not a matter of what good it does for anybody or anything. It's a matter of First Amendment rights.
Well, it's the First Amendment right. Nobody's saying it ain't the First Amendment, because you can read that.
You are, because you're trying to make a law against it.
No,
you can't make a law against something in the Constitution. It's guaranteed.
No, I'm not making a law against it. Well, they do it all the time. We have gag orders. We have freedom of information. Some information is let out slow. Other information you get right away. What we're saying is that story is not being censored. That story is just simply not going from a local newspaper to ABC, you know.
You put a man like that on ABC? I don't know.
Well, if a guy's putting his kids I was going to say, Steve, if a guy's going to put his kids in a freezer.
They put his kids in a freezer. They've been doing that to kids for years. For years and years. How does that make that national? That's my whole point.
All right. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. If a guy, you know, these, some of these stories, they're not national stories. They're just local stories. We have Guy Barton and Kurt Queedy on to say that, you know, some dude that left his kids in the car, that's not national. We'll be back. Phil Hendry. Hold on.
Phil Hendry.
Say that. Say that again, what you just said.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here. Our number 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton from the West Virginia State House here in Charleston. Were you still working on a piece of legislation? I don't imagine that's the only one you're working on tonight, though, guys. There must be some other things that are in the mix. But one of them is this hometown, to bring the guys back up, hometown news bill.
Well, there are other things that have more to do with President Obama, you know, has frozen wages on federal workers. We're talking about a similar thing here in the state of West Virginia, Phil. So there are a lot of things that we're talking about and dealing with, but this is the most important, I think, because if you are on the internet and you're on the cable and you're looking at all these blogs and you're seeing these people reporting on this and that, now you see a man left his child in a car, went into a bar, had himself a drink. Come out, and the child no worse for the wear, but someone's going to arrest him. All right, that's against the law. I understand that. Guy, yeah.
But then the man goes on national news. Now, suddenly, people know this man. He's on national news, and that man, for the rest of his life, is like Hitler, you know.
That's exactly right. But if you take the average man and turn that man into Adolf Hitler, and why is that? Because he put his child in a freezer. It's bad. And
any man that would stick his children in a freezer to punish them is an animal, okay? And
yeah, but does he deserve national defamation as opposed to just a local paper?
Did the children? You said the children had to be hospitalized.
Well, they had to be hospitalized. The father was very, very contrite.
He might be contrite, but you know.
The point is, Phil, these are not news stories.
They're not news stories?
They're not new. These stories have been reported for years and years and years and years, and all of a sudden now, it's headline news. And I'll tell you, these men are paying for Ted Turner's good time with their name. They're paying for Ted Turner's good time with their name. It's going to make them Adolf Hitler, so he's having some good time.
I don't agree with that. Ted Turner's, what, you talk about headline news? All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. So, these stories are local in nature, according to these guys, and should remain local, not national. The story of the couple going into the bar and leaving their children in a car that's running. The story of the man that put his kids in a freezer to punish them. The story of a man who left his infant son on the side of the road in a car seat for 45 minutes. Terrible stories all, but hardly new. Here is Steve in San Leandro, California. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Steve.
Hi, Phil. And gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Assemblyman, I guess is what I would call you. I have a question for you.
With this law, state senator.
Well, state senator, state of West Virginia.
Okay.
State senators,
so
okay.
All right. So let's say I would end up, I was living in Wheeler, and I heard a story like this, and I called Phil Hendry and talked to him about this story, you know, just as part of general conversation on a talk show. Would your law
you're not listening. You're not listening. We said re-reporting the story, see? And when you publish it in a local, you publish a local paper, and then you re-report it. We're not talking about a talk show or anything like that.
We're talking about a hometown. Okay. Now, you got to listen. You got to talk less and listen. You got to talk less and listen. All we're talking about here.
Well, the man's asking a question, okay?
I know he's asking a question, but it's off point. We're not talking about a talk show. We're talking about news.
Yeah, look, you and San Leandro, I never heard of San Leandro. If you have some awful child abuse story in your town, I don't need to know about it. I don't need to know here in West Virginia what happened in San Leandro with a child. That's all we're trying to say.
Well, what about,
so you're not talking about talk shows?
No, we're not talking about a talk radio show. People bring up all kinds of things every day. I can't control that. But this man still talking. I keep listening to you sputtering on the line. Hold on.
Well, the guy's trying to get a word in. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. So, but you're saying, oh, the Internet, and you know, somebody reports it on a blog and that type of thing. Phil Henry not only broadcasts on air, he also broadcasts over the
all
Internet.
Right.
So you're
I think they've answered your question, sir. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Tony. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, so, you know, say somebody does take a local news story and posts it online, which is against what our friends here are saying. How do they plan to enforce the law if they're not within the state of West Virginia?
Well, if they're not in the state of West Virginia, obviously that's subject to the state law that is it is extant in that locale. But hopefully what we do is make this into something that is national in nature, or there is some reciprocity, so that if you're reporting a story, say, in whatever state you're in, I don't know what this gentleman's in.
He's in Mississippi.
All right. A man put his kid in a freezer. Now the Mississippi paper reports that. I can't do anything about a Mississippi paper, but what I can do is take the local source that fed that story and fine him.
So in other words,
sure.
You get a local paper here, then you take him and you give him the fine, go to jail, send the penalty.
So then what you're saying is that the local publication cannot post their entire newspaper to the Internet.
I didn't say that at all. They can do whatever they want. But you know as well as I do that there are copyright infringement notices, and if you post that prominently, all right, and a man still takes that story and prints it, well, now he's in violation of copyright. So what I would say to that man, a local paper, I'd say, you better enforce that copyright. He said, I don't want to enforce that copyright. Well, then you're going to run afoul of the hometown news law.
So in other words, you're going to threaten this guy with either allowing his paper's copyright to be infringed.
That's correct.
Or you're going to slap this hometown news law on him.
That's exactly right. You see, you're not allowed to reprint without permission. If you give a man permission, you're basically breaking the law, which says you cannot disseminate a story like that. See, this is not a very tough law to understand.
Well, it's not a tough law to understand, but it's a law that seems to me. All right, Tony, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Obviously, people need this explained to them.
Well, you see, Phil, most people, here's the thing that I wanted to say. And I wanted to wait a while before I said it because I did not want anyone to misunderstand it. It's a very complex law. There's no question about it. I know that people are having a hard time understanding it. And I appreciate that. I truly do. But you don't have a large, what do you call it, that?
Brain.
You have a large brain pool. People understand freedom of speech, freedom of press, I should say.
Well, what's to understand? People in our country, you know.
Hold on, let me explain something. I'm going to say this again, and I understand I have to repeat it. That's all right. You can't tell me that you don't have freedom of press if I say, you go ahead and report that story. That's fine with me. Now, let's say this man put his kids in a freezer. They got reported. And that is a local story. That's reported local.
But the minute that story go viral, if that man let that story go out national, you see, now what did he do? What he did was he said, I'm going to take that story, and that man put his children in a freezer. I may not like him, but, I mean, why don't I make that man Adolf Hitler, you know?
Well, you keep saying Adolf Hitler, so you're saying the international notoriety that a man would get if the story goes national.
If it turns him, yeah, it turns him into a person who's not unlike Adolf Hitler. And you know Hitler, everybody know Hitler, they know what he's done, and they know what he can do, and you don't want a man, because I got drunk, I left my children in the car, and the car's running. Oh, and that's bad. I had to be arrested, I'm going to be arrested. Put in jail, I'm going to be put in jail. And they could even put that story in a Stanford advertiser like they did in that Pennsylvania paper, what I seen it in, right, guys?
Yeah, the Stanford Advertiser just the other day seen it, you know.
But what they can't do is take that story and give it to ABC News and say, you have yourself a good time with that, because I'm going to take that man and turn him into, you know, national figure of infamy or something. So that's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, I don't know whether you can enforce our... So what the guys are saying here, and again, this is a story that does need some explaining. If it's a local story, then you can't report it nationally. Now, a local story that you guys, what you guys call a local story, is any story that appears in a local newspaper or a local blog that was not picked up by a national news service.
That is absolutely correct. That's right.
All right. And it's not picked up by a national news service. If it's picked up by a national news service after it's a local story?
That's it right there. That man's going to go to jail and get fired. You know?
Well, let me ask you a question. What if it's a local story about a nuclear reactor having a meltdown?
I'm not talking about news that is unusual. I'm talking about average, everyday, leave a kid in a car, beat somebody up. I mean, that's bad.
Well, that's not national news. When the last time? Well, I saw a story the other day. Man beat a guy up in an outhouse. Put him in an outhouse. Pushed the outhouse. Oh, that's a pretty funny story. But that's the kind of story that's going to be national news. They made that international news. Man in an outhouse.
A man in an outhouse?
Yeah, there's a story. A man got beat up, put in an outhouse, to push the outhouse over. Now, that made national news. Why? I'll tell you why. Because the people making the news and reporting news, they're too lazy to go out and find good news. They're going to find a man outhouse.
And report on that.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to another phone call. Benjamin in Charlotte, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Sir, go ahead.
Yes, this is Benjamin. I'm in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
The thing is, I'm wondering, who are they really battling for? Who is more important? And the thing about it also is, why are you worrying about national news? And when you call yourself, you say they're vilifying these people. Well, the thing is,
right.
Who left the child outside?
Well, that's a good point. But see, what I'm saying, the crime that was committed is not worthy of a man being vilified on an international level.
Yeah, well, okay, I understand what you're saying, too.
You know what I'm saying,
but you know what
that,
the thing know. About it is? What they're talking about is the news has expanded the past 10, 15, 20 years. News has expanded.
Well, that's true.
You guys brought up internet and everything else. But, okay, crime has not changed. Crime is
that's
crime.
Right.
And what
that's
happened
exactly
is,
right.
You leave a child out, and that's a problem. Do you
everybody
have any
know
children
about that.
Yourself? When you leave
everybody
a child
know about,
out,
you don't leave a child.
That's
don't
the same
know
thing as you leave a child out with any, without any protection. That's the problem.
Well, let me ask you something.
That's the problem,
everybody
sir.
Knows that, sir. Everybody knows that's not news, sir. We've
why
had
is that
for
not
years
news?
And years and years and years.
Because we've
had
aware
for
of
years and years and years.
Crime going on.
How many people need to
that's
know that?
Crime,
how many people
sir?
Need to? All of course, it's a crime. And guess what else is a crime? Spitting on the sidewalk's a crime. And a dog taking a dump in the park. Now, you want
you
me to put that on international news?
Our so-called national leaders
well, I mean,
and local leaders pick up the wrong yeah. cause.
Yeah, you're talking about having a dog squeeze it off in the park.
Why our children are not being learned about certain things.
Well, sir, first of all, they're not being taught by certain things because we're spending too much time talking about a man having a drink and leaving his kid in the car.
No, we're talking about
you know,
things like this.
And the other thing is,
let me ask something, sir. Do you think at international news of a dog take a dump in the park?
We're not talking about
and that's
a dog
against the law.
A dump in the park. We're talking about a
that's
child
against the law.
Left out, or two child no. children being left
exactly.
out.
Exactly. One is a very serious crime. Yeah, one's a very serious crime and the other is a, you know.
Now, hold on a minute. You guys are just telling me who are you or who am I to say what national news is. Now, I'm asking you again. If a dog take a pinch one off in the park, ain't that national news?
If somebody you know decided to make it national, I guess it is.
That's the most asinine thing
battle.
I've ever
you're
yeah, that's the stupidest thing
power,
I've ever heard since last week I walked trying to push a baby cart home.
What?
I'm just saying to you, sir. A man put a kid in the freezer. Okay, that's bad. The kid's out. Man's very sorry. But now you want to turn him into Adolf Hitler on account
nobody's
of there's nothing else
far.
To report?
Nobody, well, no yeah. one's going that far as I know.
Well,
you know, what I'm
on.
Talking about,
you put that man on the
everybody
wire.
Else is talking about, is
so
what's more important.
Coconut, you know.
I'm just saying, sir, you put a man like, I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing.
Right.
I'm just saying, you put that man
what's
on
more
the wire like coconut.
Education.
I'm saying if you.
Education.
I'm saying to you.
Well, let's put that on the national spotlight.
Okay, what are you guys doing?
I'm just telling me. If I put on a wireless coconut tonight,
that Benjamin in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I'm not in Charlotte. I'm in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, well,
let's
I don't know.
Let's get your facts right. You haven't been getting your facts
You in Charleston, North Carolina.
What?
No, he's in Charleston. What do you mean Charleston, North Carolina?
I'll tell you what.
That you're in Charleston, North Carolina, and let's say they, and I'm not saying this has happened, but let's say they found you and you were having yourself a good time with someone's poodle. Now, do you want that on the national news? No, you don't. You don't want to put that on a wireless coconut anymore than I want to put it on there.
And what do you mean the wireless coconut? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about making a national news.
Well, let's not. Okay, thank you, Benjamin. A very good call and a very good point. And it is about education, guys. So it's not really.
Whoa, sunshine. Hold on. You say about education. That's the one word that people throw in there when they want to obfuscate and otherwise confuse the issue. I hate that word, educate and children. They put them two words in to try to obfuscate and confuse. Now, here's the story. I don't need to be educated on child abuse. I've seen movie of the week. I've read books. I've seen articles. I got me a story about the SPCA man, and he helped a child that was abused. All these stories. Angela's ashes till I want to cry. What I'm saying is, where do you report that? Yeah, I always seen Angela's ashes. You don't need to have that national.
What do you mean Angela's ashes? What is that?
You ain't never seen that.
No.
That's about beating up kids and everything.
877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. What is news? What is national news? If a man leaves his kids in a running car while he's in having a drink, it's a bad thing. But is it warranted? Is that worthy of national coverage? 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
You know what I'm talking about.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have Pastor William Rennick joining us next hour to talk about Steve Johnson, wide receiver of the Buffalo Bills, who tweeted this weekend on his Twitter account that he dropped a pass, which would have been a game-winning pass, against the Pittsburgh Steelers because God let him down. God didn't help him. He called God out. And we'll talk to Pastor Rennick next hour about that. Right now, Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton from the West Virginia State House joining us on the Hometown News Bill, which would make it illegal for national news services, national newspapers, etc., national networks, to report hometown or local news, especially if it were injurious to the people involved. Now, we've talked about three stories tonight. A man who left his child in a car seat for 45 minutes, a man who left his children in the car while he got a drink while the car's running, and a man who put his children in the freezer at his grocery store as punishment. None of those men should be reported on nationally.
I'm not saying they shouldn't be reported on, Phil. I'm saying...
Wait, Phil, you got to understand. We're not saying that people should know about it. We're saying only local people should know about it, because we only know about child abuse and everything.
How many times do we need to have a child abuse story reported on before we say, look, I get it already, you know. I get it, and I know when I'm being manipulated, and I know when people are trying to use me like I'm an old hound dog. If I look at the people and say, you got enough news to report on today, you don't, well, why don't you come to my town and report on every little thing and make all my people into Adolf Hitler, you know.
That's the wisdom of the day.
Well, you guys are talking about lazy news coverage.
That is it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is August in Brooklyn, New York, listening on WWRL. August, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I think you guys, man, you have no right to tell people that they're not supposed to report this, that, or the other thing. I mean, people should be held accountable. People should be held accountable for their own
behavior. They are held accountable. That they are held accountable in the hometown.
First of all,
be held accountable in Busted Whistle, Arkansas, when he committed the crime. And you know,
I don't care. Crime is crime, regardless of whether it's local or national, my friend.
Well,
crime is crime.
There's a line you can draw. I mean, crime is crime. But they're spitting on the sidewalk and murder. I wouldn't put the two in the same category.
No, but you
know what I'm saying.
But you putting a kid in a refrigerator and leaving a kid in a car while you go have a few beers, that doesn't make sense.
They've been doing that all, man, they've been sticking kids in freezers since time began. You know that as well as I do. We know all about child abuse.
Well, yeah, but you can't protect somebody who's doing wrong because, I mean, people are going to know about it.
Well, here's the question. How do you know they want to know about it if I didn't tell them about it? Because I'm too lazy to go out and get real news. I got a tweet from some guy stuck a kid in an icebox. Okay, put a kid
down.
Who are you
to tell somebody that they too lazy to go report news? I mean,
you know as well as I do, my friend, the people sitting around picking the nose, they ought to go out and find themselves a real news story instead of coming down to West Virginia and hassle a man about putting a kid in a cooler.
That is real news. That is real news.
Well, it is real news for West Virginia.
It's real news no matter where it is, my friend. It's real news.
Something more interested in Brooklyn. Ain't there something more interested in Brooklyn, New York, than a kid being stuck in a Budweiser cooler or something like that, you know?
What do you mean a cooler? I thought you guys said it was a refrigerator.
No, it's a freezer, a big freezer in a grocery store, you know. But you know what I mean? So, in other words, what if there's a kid getting stuck in a cooler in Brooklyn? Don't you rather hear about that? Of course you would. But why are you going to bug me about what's going on in my town?
The man's talking about...
Yeah, see, that's got nothing to do with you, what happened here. Now, if they stick a kid in a cooler in Brooklyn, maybe by the door.
Phil Hendry.